Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Lamar Odom was married to Khloe Kardashian from 2009 until their divorce was finalized in 2016. Well, Lamar appeared on the Wendy Williams show recently, where he talked about how he felt after hearing Khloe fake tried to get pregnant during their marriage. The former athlete, who is now 37, said that it did hurt a bit, adding that he really probably wasn't in a space to be a father. Of course, we kind of know that too. Lamar did tell Wendy that he had wished Khloe had told him herself. Of course, she revealed all of this on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That was the episode that featured Khloe going to a fertility doctor with her sister Kim to see about her reproductive health. When the doctor asked her if she was trying to get pregnant, Khloe said, I fake tried it. Unfortunately, Lamar, you never really realized it was never about you and Khloe, honey. It was always about the show and the ratings with those people, and that will never change. And in a relationship that, thank God, is much more healthy, Pharrell Williams is giving high praise to his wife. You know, he and Helen welcomed triplets in January of this year. Well, it seems Pharrell isn't exactly a hands-on dad. He was on the Today Show, and Hoda asked him how he was handling the diaper change and thing. He quickly responded with a, "No, I don't do that. My wife is like a Navy SEAL with Team 6. There is nothing she can't do. She carried those three bodies, and she is on it all the time." Well, the 44-year-old star did admit that they have help with their brood, which I know they need. They also have an 8-year-old son, Rocket. And photos and genders of the names of their triplets have not yet been released, but Pharrell has posted a photo of three sets of Adidas shoes for their babies. I can't wait to see those children. I know they are just as cute as Rocket is. And the Toronto fans of Aretha Franklin will have to wait an entire year to see their favorite singer perform after her gig in the city on July 1st was postponed. Now, the cancellation of the show was due to doctor's orders for the 75-year-old soul music legend. A new performance date of June 28th, 2018 was announced for Franklin, who will take part in the 2018 Toronto Jazz Festival. But I gotta tell you, that might be a little sketchy, because you know the Queen of Soul announced earlier this year that she is going to retire from touring. She did promise, though, she will not stop recording. Whew, thank goodness, because she is one of the few national treasures we have left. Aretha, you gotta keep going, babe. We're counting on you. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.